Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this marks the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's centennial. The devotees, they celebrate Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Generally in the material world, those who are so-called religionists or followers of a religion, maybe once a week or so, they go to church and they pray for something. But the devotees are noted because they take Krishna consciousness as their full-time engagement. So the question is, what is the difference between our normal devotional service throughout the years and this special year of Srila Prabhupada's centennial? Of course, there shouldn't be any difference. That's part of the glories of Srila Prabhupada, in that he established a perfect process, and by following the process, one is sure to make progress towards both remembering the Lord's devotees and remembering the Lord. Remembering them and glorifying them, and ultimately coming to the perfect level of Krishna consciousness. That is, there's no need to change our daily activities in order to glorify Srila Prabhupada. If our daily activities are absorbed in his service, then that's sufficient to glorify him. But of course, during this year, there'll be some special festivals to help us emphasize the fact, not only for amongst ourselves, but also perhaps for the general public, to give them some indication about the glories of Srila Prabhupada. When I was distributing books during the marathon this year, and New Dwarka in Los Angeles, we can note that the devotees, they had developed a special technique of distributing books. Not new technique. The special technique was being humble, being sincere, being enthusiastic. In other words, people were impressed when they saw the devotees distributing. Impressed because Krishna was giving the devotees the transcendental potency to attract people so that they could appreciate that there was something special about what they were doing. And although they could not understand exactly what was in the books, but still they can appreciate that there was something special about Srila Prabhupada's books and the persons distributing the books. And therefore, the majority of persons were interested and attracted and wanted to purchase the books. Similarly, this movement is meant to give us transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada did two things. One of them is that he translated so many books of the Vedic literature, and at the same time he established a society whereby those who were within that society could actually apply what was in the books and realize them. Sometimes so-called devotees, they foolishly conclude that the only thing one needs is Prabhupada's books. So if the only thing that one needs would have been Prabhupada's books, then Prabhupada would have stayed in India like Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan and just translated books and then sent them overseas. Send a few copies overseas, and everything would have manifested itself as it is now. But Prabhupada didn't do that. He translated a few books, and then he spent many years traveling overseas and preaching from temple to temple to explain about what these books are and enthuse people to follow them. And then he personally set up the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, following the directions of his spiritual master, to give us a society to apply these books in. And although within the books, he did not write so much about how the society should be organized, but he spent many years personally organizing it himself, giving directions. Therefore, in many of his conversations, lectures, etc., we'll find his directions for organizing society based upon the books. And he appointed so many different leaders into so many different positions. So if he felt that there was no need to carry on the society, everything would just happen spontaneously by persons just thinking about him, and that would be sufficient. There was no, then he wouldn't have bothered to set up temples and temple presidents and GBC. He just would have told everyone, wherever you are, whatever you do, just think of me and everything's all right. The Prabhupada didn't do anything like that. And sometimes they say, well, after Prabhupada left, that there's no need for any more gurus, Prabhupada's the only real guru. Then Prabhupada wouldn't have written within his books emphasizing the super succession. He would have written in his books everywhere, after me, there is no disciplic succession, just think of me. But nowhere do we find these in Prabhupada's books. Instead, he organized a society, and he gave his followers, although they were immature for the most part, more and more responsibility to carry on the disciplic succession and to preserve the society as he created it. Therefore, part of Prabhupada's glory is not only that he translated some books or he created some followers, but he created a society to preserve what Prabhupada left us. And in that society, he gave so many services to perform, and the main service was to become Krishna conscious and to spread that Krishna consciousness to others. And he gave the process by which one can do it. He did not emphasize material techniques or material expertise to spread Krishna consciousness. He was not enamored by the so-called modern civilization or its modern amenities. Although he himself showed us how to use them, he used a dictaphone. He took place. I remember one time I was in Dallas, and Prabhupada came there in 1974, one time that he came, he got off the plane. I was a temple president at that time, and we were doing book distribution in the airport. And so I was supposed to go up and greet Prabhupada, I guess give him a garland or something. But then someone told me that someone needed books in the back, so I had to go in the back and give the devotees some books. So then I thought, wow, I'm missing my opportunity to greet Srila Prabhupada. But then as soon as I went to the back and gave the book, someone gave me an umbrella so I could carry it over Prabhupada's head while he walked down. I remember walking with Srila Prabhupada, but he seemed to be just floating, and everyone else is running after him, and he's just kind of floating down. So then he got to the VIP lounge, and there's a film of that on ITV, being interviewed by the reporters. And they asked him, how have you come here? And Prabhupada said, well, there are different ways of coming. He said, one way is that you can strap so many thousands of pigeons together, and you strap them together and they take off and you can fly on a chariot flown by pigeons. So we don't have, in Kali Yuga, the pigeons aren't so well trained. At least we don't know the art. The other, he said, is by mystic power. He said, you can fly by mystic power. And the third is by this yantra, by these airplanes. So they said, well, why have you come by airplane today? And Prabhupada said, well, just to be one with you. I guess he could have taken off by pigeons. Or mystic power. Of course, as far as mystic power goes, people used to ask Srila Prabhupada, where is your mystic, do you have any mystic power? Can you show us some mystic power? So Prabhupada used to answer that my mystic power is that I've created these boys and girls and I've made them into devotees of God. That previously they're engaged in so many abominable activities, but I've changed them and now they've become mad after God. They're dancing and chanting like jubilant peacocks. So if one thinks about that, that certainly is mystic power. That previously those who had a goal to exploit the material world to the utmost had now changed that goal and decided to dedicate the world to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada showed us how to utilize the material world, even the modern amenities of this material world, and utilizing Krishna service specifically for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, those who are materialists, they cannot understand how they think that Prabhupada is just another bogus leader who had brainwashed some young boys and girls to following him. They think, sometimes when they see pictures of Srila Prabhupada, they think, oh, is that your Krishna? He's Krishna, right? You're all surrendered everything to him, right? So Prabhupada was so humble that he never put himself in the forefront. He did not establish as many bogus leaders do. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is not noted for Prabhupada in general. It's noted for the Society for Krishna. And very few persons actually know about Srila Prabhupada as the leader of our society. Most of the societies are known by a name like the Maharishi TM, Transcendental Meditation, or Yogananda, or some other personality. But our society is known as the Hare Krishna movement, because Prabhupada was so transparent that although he personally created the society, of course, as an instrument for Krishna, but at every step he emphasized the disciple succession and Krishna, he never emphasized himself. But of course the devotees can appreciate how glorious that is, that how expert Prabhupada was, that although he was the Shaktivesh avatar, an incarnation of Lord Krishna, with his empowered with his potency to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and he actually did it, and at the same time did an enormous amount of translation work, still he was able to focus all of the attention of the society upon Radha and Krishna. So we can appreciate that, and if anything during this year we should simply, by thinking of Prabhupada, the proof of our thinking of Prabhupada is that we'll become more absorbed in his mission. More absorbed in his mission means that we'll spend more of our time in Krishna consciousness and less of our time in fruitive activities and mental speculation. More of our time in focusing on trying to distribute Krishna consciousness to others. To think of the ways and means to pray to the Personality of Godhead and Srila Prabhupada, his representative, pray to them for the intelligence of how to properly engage ourselves in their service so that something practical can be done in the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to note that Krishna consciousness is not for armchair mental speculators. It is not for society of devotees to get together once a day or twice a day in the temple and speculate, so that when we hear interesting lecture and then we go back to do our other business. But actually, there's only one business in Krishna consciousness, that is that we should become enlightened as to our identity as Krishna's servant, so that's in the beginning stage, and then become interested in spreading this Krishna consciousness to others. So everything we're doing from the waking up in the morning to hearing the class to doing our daily activities are all in connection with becoming enlightened, preparing ourselves to become enlightened by the mercy of Krishna in Krishna consciousness and delivering that same knowledge to others. The more one is able to sincerely work in that way, then the more Krishna has the opportunity to enlighten us. Krishna is very anxious to bring us back to the spiritual world. The only thing is that we have to make ourselves qualified to receive His mercy. Just like the sun is shining, and anyone can take advantage of it, we simply have to get out of our building wherever we are and go out and take advantage of the sun. Similarly, by the advent of this ISKCON movement, the personality of Godhead has appeared in the form of ISKCON, and it is simply up to us individually to take advantage of the mercy that Prabhupada has delivered to us in the form of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We don't want to make this movement, as Prabhupada didn't want, into a personality cult. A personality cult means not only personality cult with Prabhupada in the center or any devotee in the center. It means to see the devotee not in relationship to Krishna and Krishna's mission. To think, just like the materialists, they have their mahajans. In the verse, Tarko apratishta shutya vibina nasavarishir yasyana vina dharmasya tatvamnihitam guhayam mahajano yena kata sapanta. That the truth cannot be obtained by dry argument. It is not by defeating someone else I arrive at the truth. Sometimes those who are jnanis, they think, I will conquer over so many persons and show my superiority by logic and argument. But that is not the way of getting Krishna's mercy. And apratishta, shuta, vibina, and even amongst the scriptures, there are so many different explanations about reality according to the meant for different persons under different material situations. Nasava rishya yasyani vina. And even the great sages, they themselves have different understandings of what is reality. Therefore, dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam, real religion is hidden in the heart of a self-realized soul. Mahajana yena katasa panta, and therefore one should follow his instructions. Similarly, Prabhupada showed us by his example and instructions that the spiritual master or any advanced devotee is glorified and served not by blindly glorifying or serving him, but by understanding his mission. One should not see the devotee separate from Krishna or Krishna's mission. His glory is that he is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness and everything he does is to further Krishna's mission. Therefore, one should see not only the devotee, but one should also see Krishna. How Krishna is working through that devotee, how Krishna is manifesting his pastimes through that devotee. And the more exalted the devotee is, the more it should be easy to understand and see Krishna. But if we think of the devotee and we don't think of Krishna and Krishna's mission, then we're not really seeing who the devotee is, what he's doing. We're quite oblivious to the reality of his exalted position. Similarly, the most advanced devotee is one who teaches us to see Krishna everywhere. That part of Prabhupada's glory is that he was able to make others glorious by teaching them how to act and serve Krishna in all different circumstances. So, the more we can understand that, the more we can surrender to the idea that we're dealing with Krishna within this society, then the more we can actually understand what Prabhupada's glories are. That Prabhupada's glories was that he was able to make others glorious, and our glory will be that we can follow in his footsteps and also help to become glorious by making others glorious. that Prabhupada didn't transmit Lord Chaitanya's mercy and made others glorious, then he wouldn't have had any glory. But he's glorious because he is able to make others glorious. And part of that glory is that he is able to train others how to become glorious by making others glorious too. So we should try to understand that and try to become an instrument for Krishna in the same way and see the example of Prabhupada, how he dedicated all his energies in so many varieties of ways in order to establish Krishna consciousness on this planet or in this universe. And Prabhupada also, he realized that there's no question, although Krishna consciousness may not be the popular movement of the day. Sometimes we think that we'll advance Krishna consciousness by making it popular. Although it is a fact that we do want it to become popular, but we don't want it to become artificially popular. We want it to become popular because of the purity of the devotees within the movement. That because they become Vaishnavas, exalted Brahmins, therefore people, they want to serve the movement. Not that we become expert at tricking people into thinking that we're very nice, get all their money, become a very popular movement, and therefore advance Krishna consciousness without any real foundation. Just like a building, it may go very high, but if it doesn't have the proper foundation, then eventually it just collapses. And something that was glorious for a little amount of time suddenly becomes a facade. The real facade of that is revealed. In other words, we don't want to become a comet. A comet goes very high and it makes a big show for a little while, but then it disappears. So the foundation of our movement is the purity of the individual members, how they're advancing through the modes of material nature by practicing Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing Srila Prabhupada's books, by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, by honoring prasadam, by living peacefully and happily in the association of other devotees, and by becoming absorbed in this Krishna consciousness practices and distributing Krishna consciousness to others as purified devotees with the as instruments for Krishna out of compassion and love for Krishna and his devotees, by coming to that platform, be able to advance the society. That people in general who are sincere and interested and innocent, they could become attracted to our society and participate according to their understanding in the processes of Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada has given us. Not that we have to invent any new process, not that we have to invent any new method, not that we have to invent anything new. Of course, we can use our creativity to present the same things that Prabhupada has given us, present them in an attractive way and a palatable way for people in general, so that they become interested in mainly chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, hearing about Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam, and being in the association of devotees doing these same activities. In this way, our remembrance of Krishna will increase, our feelings towards Krishna will increase, and as our feelings and remembrance of Krishna increases and Krishna reciprocates, then we become Krishna conscious. As we increase our devotional service to Krishna, as Krishna becomes pleased by our sincere endeavor to perform service to him, as he reciprocates, then our life becomes perfect. Nothing else is added. It needs to be added. So this is what Prabhupada showed us, how to live simply in Krishna consciousness and give that same simple process to others, to show them how to apply them under different circumstances, and by applying one's life, actually become dedicated to Krishna and his service, and this way gradually progress our society. So I think we'll stop there. But 10 to 10, 10 to 9 is that one? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.